And good evening. I'm Reginald Hardwick. It's 7 o'clock, and we're coming on right now because we have a severe weather threat just west of Champaign County, or indeed in Champaign County. You might be hearing about the severe thunderstorm warning right now. Joining me on the line right now is IPM meteorologist Andrew Pritchard. Andrew, what's the biggest threats right now? Where are they?
Thanks, Reginald. Yeah, we're watching a line of storms that's moving quickly from west to east across portions of central Illinois. We've got quite a few warnings in effect. The latest one, I'll get to the tornado warnings here in a moment, but the latest severe thunderstorm warning that includes portions of Champaign County also includes a lot of other counties in central Illinois. I'm going to read all of the counties here in this latest warning. This one effective until 7:45 p.m. This is northern Coles County, northeastern Christian, Moultrie County, northwest Shelby County, Piatt County, eastern DeWitt County, southeastern McLean County, Champaign County, Douglas County, and Macon County in central Illinois. This is for a line of storms that is moving east at 55 miles per hour. The primary hazard here is 70 mile per hour wind gusts, which is certainly enough to knock down power lines, cause some tree damage, and also some minor structural damage as well. I did see a wind gust of up to 80 miles per hour out to the west. This was some time ago, but certainly these storms are capable of producing some significant straight line winds. Much like we saw this morning, we've also seen a couple of brief spin-ups here with this line of storms. We do have a tornado warning that remains in effect until 7:15 p.m. That's about 15 more minutes for northern Piatt and east central DeWitt counties. At 6:55 p.m., we had a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located over DeLand, or 7 miles northwest of Monticello, moving east at 60 miles per hour. Once again, this is a very brief spin-up with that line. The spin-up that was prompting that warning has weakened right now. It looks like we still have some strong winds associated with that line of storms moving through Piatt County, through the DeLand area, down Highway 10, Interstate 72, and we'll be approaching western portions of Champaign County as well. Mahomet, you may have some stronger winds knocking on your door. Same thing down in the Bonneville area as well. We also do have a tornado warning that's going to expire in 12 minutes to the north of that. That is for northeastern Piatt, northeastern DeWitt, and southeastern McLean counties. At 7 p.m., we had a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located near Mansfield or 15 miles southwest of Gibson City, moving east at 60 miles per hour. That particular circulation was very brief and has weakened at this point. I will say that, you know, I can't rule out another brief spin up with this little line of storms as it moves through Piatt and into western Champaign County. There is no tornado warning in effect for Champaign County right now, but these storms that have prompted a few tornado warnings are knocking on the door. Again, the nature of this has been very brief spin ups along the leading edge here. Sometimes you get a little tornadic circulation. Sometimes you just get some stronger straight line winds there. So we are not talking about these long-lived, significant, damaging tornadoes that we're talking about further south across southern portions of Illinois, closer to the St. Louis area. But this line of storms, as it quickly moves from west to east through the area, has certainly spun up a couple of brief circulations enough for the National Weather Service to issue a couple of tornado warnings. Again, none of those in effect for Champaign County, but a couple of them have been issued for Piatt, McLean, and DeWitt counties for these brief circulations. And then, as I mentioned, we do have that severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Champaign County. Can't rule out some large hail with one of these storms. And then, again, the primary hazard here is damaging wind gusts, 60 to 70 miles per hour, which could cause some scattered power outages and some tree damage across the area as these storms quickly move through.
And I was just looking at the National Weather Service. They said they anticipate issuing a tornado warning shortly in Champaign County. So phones will probably be going off very soon. And Andrew, you've been looking at this storm system for a couple of days now and warning us that, you know, we need to be weather aware. Even if you're not in a tornado warned storm, if you're having 70 mile per hour winds, people should still really get into their safe areas and get away from windows, correct?
Absolutely. And we did just get that warning. We have a tornado warning in effect now for northern Champaign County in east central Illinois until 7:30 p.m. At 7:03 p.m., we had a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado located over Mahomet, or 10 miles northwest of Champaign, moving east at 60 miles per hour. That is the circulation I was just talking about here with that storm that is moving out of Piatt County. could certainly bring some strong winds into the Champaign and Urbana areas. Champaign and Urbana, portions of that metro are included in this warning as well. Southern portions of Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, Willard Airport, not in this polygon. But Interstate 72, you know, right through the heart of, you know, Champaign and Urbana, we have a lot of wind shear in place as this line of storms moves through. So we've been talking about the limited instability. We had that morning line of storms that came through and really knocked back the instability. It's certainly not one of those, you know, hot, muggy, very right-feeling severe weather days out there, but it is windy. We have a lot of strong winds aloft as well. So we've got these strong storms moving through the area, and even in the absence of instability here, we're still seeing some of these brief spin-ups here. So enough that we've seen that warning issued now for the northern half of Champaign County. Some communities here, Bahamut, northern portions of Champaign and Urbana there. The Interstate 74 corridor from Mahomet down towards Champaign-Urbana is going to be impacted by this storm. Again, potential tornado here, but also talking about some strong straight-line winds as well as this line of storms moves through the area. So brief spin-ups, that is the nature here with this highly sheared environment as this line of storms moves through the area. It's going to be probably 30 to 45 for us.
And again, if you
just... that newest tornado warning in effect until 7:30 p.m.
We just lost you for a second there, Andrew. And again, if you're listening to us, the tornado warning just issued in Champaign County. And some of the safety advice, again, get away from windows, get into the lowest part of a building, away from in the hallway, possibly. If you're going to have a basement and storage cellar, you should go in there. And Andrew, you mentioned, you know, I-74, I-72, if you're driving and maybe aren't near a building, what should people do if they're driving and hearing you right now?
If you're driving and you are in Champaign County, you want to make sure you pull off at the next exit that you have available, or if it is too late to do that and the storm is already overtaking you, then go ahead and just pull over to the shoulder with your four-ways on. You don't need to exit the vehicle or anything like that at this time, but just pull over, let the strong winds and the heavy rain with this storm go ahead and move through the area. And again, if there were to be a tornado, it would be along the leading edge of these storms as they first move through, kind of associated with that first burst of strong winds that you get as the leading edge of the storms kind of overtakes the area. So the Interstate 57 corridor across Champaign County is certainly going to be impacted by these storms over the next 30 minutes or so. So if you're listening to me in a vehicle, you want to make sure that you, if you have an exit, just pull off there, find a truck stop, and just take a little bit of a break there and let these storms pass through. The backside of the storms will be moving through Champaign County here in about 30 to 45 minutes, and that will signal the all clear for us here in about 40 or 45 minutes' time across east central Illinois. But certainly want to make sure that we take these warnings seriously. We've at the very least got some strong winds that are going to be knocking on the door here in Champaign and Urbana, already moving into Mahomet, and then we'll be knocking on the door up towards Thomasboro and Rantoul as well. And again, cannot rule out a brief spin-up tornado with this line of storms as it continues to move quickly from west to east across the area.
Andrew, real quickly, is this the kind of tornado that's very visible, or is it rain-wrapped? And what are the concerns when you have a rain-wrapped tornado?
Yeah, not only would these be rain-wrapped, but they'd be very fast-moving. So completely wrapped in rain, you know, you're not even able to see the leading edge of this storm as it's making its way into the area. So you would not be able to spot the tornado. You know, the way that you would know that it was there is you would be impacted by some very strong winds, and that tornado would quickly move through the area. So these are not your very photogenic tornadoes that you see on the news and on the internet. This is completely wrapped in rain. Would be a complete just whiteout situation there. So not something that you want to be driving through or going out and trying to observe on your own. This will not be a visible tornado. This would be completely wrapped in rain and kind of embedded within those strong winds as well. So again, that latest tornado warning that impacts or includes portions of northern Champaign County in effect until 7:30 p.m. Don't have an update on this from the National Weather Service just yet, but continuing to monitor this area of stronger winds and a potential storm that can spin up a tornado briefly as it moves through the area. I'm looking at the radar right now. I do not see an ongoing circulation, but the nature of this storm system has been to kind of quickly spin them up with, you know, not very much warning, only a couple of radar scans before you kind of see this little circulation starting to spin up on the radar. So that is not happening right now, but we certainly have some strong winds moving into the county. So you want to make sure you're seeking shelter here in a safe space, whether it's your basement or an interior room away from windows, even if it's not a tornado. You know, we have lots of mature trees across Champaign, Urbana, and Champaign County. Not all of them are healthy, and sometimes it just takes a severe wind gust to bring one of those down onto a home or onto a vehicle. So getting to the interior part of your home or business puts as many walls between you and that potential flying debris or falling tree, and that's why we ask you to do that. So that is the drill here. Whether it's straight line winds or a brief tornado, we do have some strong storms that are moving through Champaign County right now with a history of some brief spin-ups and some strong straight line winds, potentially 70 to 80 miles per hour.
And I'm seeing that the Weather Service is going to allow a tornado warning in Piatt, DeWitt, and McLean counties to expire at 7:15. So good news for those areas.
Absolutely. We have those storms exiting Piatt, McLean, and DeWitt counties. So the all clear is knocking on the door there across those areas as the storms quickly exit. Champaign, Urbana, you know, we're in the thick of it right now. Just a lot of red and pinks on the radar across the area here. So some heavy rain, a lot of lightning, maybe some hail here, and some gusty winds likely knocking on the door. They've moved through the Mahomet area right now and the Bonneville area as well. Thomasboro, Champaign, and Urbana, you will be next to get some of these stronger winds. Again, westerly winds gusting 60 to 70 miles per hour in some cases here with this line of storms as it moves through. Again, we did not get the instability. We did not recover, so that is what's kind of limiting this to spin-ups along the leading edge of this line and not a more robust, long-lived, damaging tornado threat as we kind of were talking about being possible in the days leading up here. So that is good news. But we do have to still deal with these lines of with this line of storms as it continues to move through Champaign County for probably another 10 to 20 minutes here. This warning, the tornado warning in effect until 7:30 p.m. We've got another 18 minutes to go with that one. Don't have an update, but we've kind of been laboring on this one. It's some strong winds that are moving into Champaign and Urbana right now and Thomasboro. And this storm has had the history of spinning up very brief circulations here and prompting some tornado warnings. So I do not see a tornado in progress right now on the radar. If you're listening to me in Champaign-Urbana, you've likely got some strong westerly winds coming in the next 5 to 10 minutes. So don't be glued to the window. Don't be out on the front porch. You want to make sure you're in a safe space just in case we do have some damage here from these storms. Looks like we've got another severe thunderstorm warning off to the south. I can give you the latest on that one for Christian and Shelby counties, if you have anyone listening down across the Highway 16 corridor. We have a severe thunderstorm in the Assumption and Nokomis area. That one also moving east very quickly with 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts being the primary hazard with that storm as well. So it is an extensive line of storms that stretches from Champaign-Urbana all the way down to the St. Louis area and then further south from there into portions of southern Missouri. So an extensive line of storms, a lot of wind shear helping kind of spin up some of these brief circulations, and also the strong wind shear helping to create that damaging wind risk as well. The strongest winds moving across Interstate 57 into northern and western Champaign right now. Those will be spreading into Urbana as well over the next 5 to 10 minutes. Again, could gust up to 60 to 70 miles per hour. Have not seen a recent report of significant winds here as I'm kind of watching for damage reports, upstream as these storms make their way in. So that is also good news, even with some of these tornado warnings, not immediately seeing damage reports pop up across the area. So right now it looks like predominantly heavy rain and damaging winds is going to be the main threat here. But of course, we will remain vigilant for some of these additional spin-ups. But taking on a very messy look on the radar right now as these storms continue to move through the area pretty quickly.
And I just received a report from the Weather Service that had a 65-mile-per-hour gust in Mahomet. And again, you know, I know we covered earlier, one of our reporters went out and there was a tree that fell on campus earlier today from the earlier storm, and ironically fell in the same place that it fell on a car on Friday storm. And we've also had seen a few reports of some trees really damaged in these winds. So they're nothing to take lightly, even if they're not involved with a tornado, those straight line winds can be really dangerous. And people should still stay in their safety places and away from windows and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And those strongest winds look like they're moving through the Champaign-Urbana area right now. So we want to make sure that we're just hunkered down here for another 15 or 20 minutes. It won't be long. Those damaging winds will be through the area here. But I know that we have a lot of trees that, it takes just a branch to come down on the power lines and knock power out for a neighborhood for the better part of a night. So certainly bracing for some of these potential tree damage and power outage impacts across Champaign-Urbana as the line of storms makes its way in. Again, that tornado warning remains in effect for another 15 minutes, but I do not see a strong circulation right now. It looks like we have, mostly dealing with a damaging wind threat right now with this line of storms as it moves through. Let me see if we have an update. We don't yet from the National Weather Service, but that makes sense, and that tracks here. Again, not seeing an ongoing tornado with this storm, at least not obviously on the radar. Again, the storm's honestly taking on a bit of a messy appearance as they do this. I can still see some bright velocities here between Thomasboro and Champaign. So the Interstate 57 corridor between Thomasboro and Champaign, and then Highway 45 between Thomasboro and Champaign, and then the Interstate 74 corridor is across the northern tier of Champaign-Urbana. And then, probably University Avenue through Champaign-Urbana, right through the middle part there, likely looking at some of these stronger winds as well. It gets a little bit weaker on the radar as you head further south. So I'm not sure that we'll see Willard Airport gusting to severe levels with this one or those stronger winds in the Savoy area, but it definitely looks like Champaign-Urbana, especially the northern portions of Champaign and Urbana up towards Thomasboro, may be seeing some of these stronger winds making their way through. Again, potentially gusting 60 to 70 miles per hour. We just had that 65-mile-per-hour gust in Mahomet. That is enough to knock down some power lines and some tree branches here and create some at least scattered impacts here from wind damage. Of course, we've got heavy rain as well. We have seen some flash flood warnings in areas further south across Interstate 70, the Vandalia areas. Effingham had some very heavy rain from that first line of storms. As now as we brace for a second line to come through, it's likely that we'll exacerbate some of those issues as well. Not dealing with much in the way of flooding across Champaign County, but certainly, the usual suspects, some of these viaducts and low-lying areas are going to see some standing water. Again, as we come out of winter into the early spring, there's a lot of debris still in the roadways. I've seen a lot of clogged drains allowing some of that stormwater to back up on some of the roadways. So heads up if you're out driving around as we head towards nightfall across Champaign-Urbana. Sometimes hard to see some of that standing water. It can also be hard to see some of the damage or debris that might be laying across some of the roadways here as the strong winds make their way through. Again, tornado warning remains in effect for another 10 minutes or so. For northern portions of Champaign County, though we do not see a strong circulation with this, still may have some strong winds associated with that storm making its way through Champaign-Urbana up towards Thomasboro, knocking on the door eventually in St. Joseph, Royal, and then areas further north, Rantoul and Gifford. You're in this warning as well. It does look like the strongest of the winds are passing a little bit south of your location there. Though it looks like we've got a new warning, a strip thunderstorm warning. I'd be happy to get the text on this. Once it gets loaded here, this is maybe a continuation of a severe thunderstorm warning. Now, this is a new warning for portions of Champaign, Coles, Douglas, Macon, Moultrie, Piatt, and Shelby County. This is that same line of storms, though. The warning on this one is from southeast of Gibson City to Ivesdale, moving east at 55 miles per hour, 70 mile per hour wind gusts, the primary hazard with this line of storms. So very long, extensive line of storms stretching from Champaign-Urbana all the way towards the St. Louis area, with damaging winds the primary hazard, but a couple of brief spin-ups have occurred here, prompting some tornado warnings.
And seeing that the emergency manager in DeWitt County is saying there's power poles down. I've seen an earlier report from another media source that there was some major tree damage and also possibly a home without a roof or a little bit of the roof torn off. Again, so 70 mile per hour winds, especially if they're continuing for even a few minutes, can do a lot of damage. And so if you're listening right now, you're hearing the sirens going on in Champaign County, and also hearing just the wind and the rain just pounding down. Definitely take this very seriously. That's why we're on right now, in addition to being an active tornado warning. Andrew, do you, we've seen this tornado warning move from county to county. Do you expect it to go into Vermilion County, or are you still seeing some weakening?
Still not seeing a strong circulation here, so I would need to see another circulation spin up before I would, you know, recommend issuing a tornado warning here. You may brace for that if you're in the Potomac area, over toward Alvin, down toward Danville. Maybe just, you know, we've seen this continue to happen all the way back toward the Quincy area, then towards Springfield, then Decatur, now Champaign. So you may just get ready for it over in Danville, because it's kind of been the name of the game here. Again, a lot of wind shear in place with these storms as they're making their way through. It does look like we have another surge of some stronger winds across southern portions of Champaign County in the Tolono and Pasotum area. This would track up towards Philo and Sydney. You know, as we're speculating here, maybe the early sign of another circulation trying to spin up down there. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but certainly Tolono, Philo, Sydney over toward Homer. Get ready for some stronger winds as this line of storms moves in. And can't rule out another one of these brief circulations popping up across the area. But right now, it looks like predominantly a damaging wind threat as these storms quickly move west to east across the area.
And it looks like they're continuing the tornado warning till 7:30 in Champaign County. So also checking the Ameren electric outage map, starting to see a lot of multiple outages pop up in Mahomet, Lake of the Woods, also in Bonneville, in Champaign itself, Urbana starting to come in, and also in a little south of Bonneville. So starting to see more maybe evidence, you can tell me better, Andrew, of those winds really causing issues with the power.
Absolutely, yeah. And it looks like the strongest winds right now, again, moving through Champaign and Urbana right now. Again, a suspicious area here down by Tolono. So if you're listening to me in Tolono, Philo, Sydney, just get ready here for some stronger winds. And then as we're, you know, speculating where we may see additional tornado warnings, I wouldn't be completely surprised to see one of these come out for maybe southern and southeastern parts of Champaign County over towards Vermilion County. So damaging winds continue to be the primary hazard. And again, some of these reports are starting to come through. It looks like we just got a new tornado warning. Let me see where this is going to be. It's popping up for me, and then the program that I'm using to try to get the text here appears for me. So I'll get the warning here in just a moment. It may just be an update on the current warning that's in effect. It is indeed. I'm sorry about that. This is just an update on the current severe thunderstorm warning for the last 10 minutes here at 7:20 p.m. The National Weather Service acknowledging that the tornado-producing storm, or the storm possible or capable of producing a tornado, was located near Rantoul, moving east at 60 miles per hour. So, again, that is that storm that, you know, produced 65-mile-per-hour winds in Mahomet, is likely producing some strong winds in parts of Champaign and Urbana up towards Thomasboro, maybe produced some strong winds in Rantoul and Gifford as well. And then I mentioned there is a another little kind of kink in the line, is what I would call it, across southern portions of Champaign County, down, you know, in the Tolono area, Pasotum, tracking towards Philo, Sydney, and Homer. So there is not a tornado warning in effect across that area, but it's maybe one of the more suspicious areas that I'm seeing on radar right now. This would track kind of toward the Highway 130 corridor in the Philo area, and then along the Sydney slab between Philo and Sydney, and then over there towards Sydney and Homer. So these storms continue to produce a lot of strong winds, a lot in the way of 65 to 70 mile per hour wind gusts, and that is you know, bringing down some tree branches, bringing down trees, creating some spotty power outages, and downing power lines as these storms move quickly across the area. So again, predominantly damaging winds, but continuing to see some of these brief spin-ups with this storm, or with this line of storms as it moves across the area. Right now, the only tornado warning in effect is for northeastern Champaign County. That is in effect for another 5 minutes or so. And again, that is for that storm that has a history of producing damaging wind gusts of 65 miles per hour and at least some brief circulations and brief, possible tornadoes here. As we hear some of this damage coming out of DeWitt County, that's where we had a tornado warning for circulation earlier. So we'll, of course, see in the coming days whether these damage reports were caused by straight-line winds or some of these brief tornado spin-ups across the area. But right now, that tornado warning across northeast Champaign County, the circulation has weakened, still seeing some strong winds associated with that, and then kind of keeping an eye on a suspicious area here where, again, even more suspicious on the latest radar image that I've just seen. This is in the area of Tolono and Philo, tracking towards Sydney and Homer in rural portions of southeastern Champaign County. There is no tornado warning in effect across that area right now, but a bit of a suspicious area on radar. So we want to take that one seriously. If you're in Philo, Sydney, or Homer, go ahead and be in your safe space if you're not already for the severe thunderstorm warning that's in effect. For these strong winds, go ahead and do that for me here just because we've got this kind of suspicious area on the radar. It is past the Tolono area right now, but I would say in the Philo area, a bit of suspicious area here, maybe a weak area of rotation tracking towards Sydney and Homer. But again, the primary hazard here, whether it's a brief tornado or not, is really the potentially significant straight line wind damage here, 60 plus mile per hour wind gusts with these storms as they quickly move west to east across the area.
And Andrew, I'm seeing that the Weather Service has now issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Vermilion County.
Yes, we have a new severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Vermilion County until 8 p.m. At 7:24 p.m., severe thunderstorms were located along a line extending from near Gifford to Villa Grove, moving east at 60 miles per hour. The primary hazard here, 70 mile per hour wind gusts. So this is that same line of storms moving out of Champaign County, moving into Vermilion County. They've gone ahead and just issued a very large severe thunderstorm warning to cover that risk for 70 mile per hour wind gusts as this line of storms quickly moves through the area. Again, still seeing a suspicious little area here, maybe a little kink or an area of weak rotation south of Philo. So I mentioned it was in the Tolono and Philo areas. It looks like it is just south of Philo. That would take it just south of Sydney and just south of Homer. It looks like it is on Highway 130 right now, south of Philo by about 4 miles. So about 4 miles south of Philo, possible area of rotation here. That would track several miles south of Sydney in the next 5 or 10 minutes as well. And again, possible area of rotation there, possible brief tornado. That would be a rain-wrapped brief spin-up, of course. Not something that you're going to be able to see. Then the primary hazard with these storms is going to be those strong 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts as these storms quickly, again, moving 60 miles per hour, so at highway speeds west to east across the area. So they'll quickly be in and quickly be out of it, out of the area. And, speaking of that, Champaign, you're already on the backside here. So Champaign and Urbana, the severe weather risk is quickly going down to zero as the heaviest area of this storm moves out of the area. So the rain should be tapering off across Champaign-Urbana. The winds may be blustery for some time on the backside here. It looks like I've got another update on that tornado warning. I apologize. Got a lot going on the screen here, a lot of storms and a lot of warnings and updates coming out. I want to keep kind of talking about this possible circulation on the radar just south of Philo. That'll be tracking just south of Sydney as well over the next 5 or 10 minutes. So if you're listening to me in the Philo and Sydney areas or just south of Philo and Sydney and you're not already in your safe space, you want to go ahead and make sure that you do that now. Otherwise, these storms quickly move from west to east out of Champaign County and into Vermilion County in the next 10 minutes or so. Zero across Champaign-Urbana as this is the final round of storms moving through the area. Getting a new update here. And the potential circulation across southeast Champaign County, not terribly impressive, so I'm not necessarily thinking we're seeing a tornado spinning up across this area, but looks like a continuation of that risk for some damaging winds as they continue to quickly move west to east through the area. Again, the risk is going to quickly diminish in Champaign County and to ramp up across Vermilion and Edgar counties over the next 5 to 10 minutes.
And Andrew, we can start to wrap up unless you think we need to stay on for the situation in Philo. But I do want to ask you, again, once everything moves out and moves to the east, are we going to have calm weather, and do we have to worry about things going through the evening, or is this it?
The good news is that as these storms quickly move out of the area, this is going to bring the severe weather risk to an end. So this is all along and ahead of a cold front that is quickly tracking through the area. That's going to quickly bring the risk down to zero as these storms exit the area. We do not expect anything else to fire up to the west. It's going to be cooler and quieter through the overnight, and a cooler, quieter day for us tomorrow. So I don't know that we need to continue the coverage, on the air right now. We'll continue to monitor the radar here for any potential additional warnings and additional spin-ups as these storms move out of the area. But Champaign and Urbana, the severe weather risk is now coming to an end as these storms quickly move from west to east out of the area. No additional severe weather impacts expected on the backside of these storms.
Okay, well, thank you, Andrew, for checking up there, and we'll continue to monitor. Of course, people can go to ipmnewsroom.org. We are posting updates from the Weather Service there, and also, if you're seeing any storm damage, head over to the Illinois Public Media Facebook page, and you can take a picture now that the storm has safely moved to the east. If you're out in Mahomet or Lake of the Woods, if you're seeing any storm damage, we'd love to come out and cover it and see what's happening. Go ahead and send a picture and your location on the Illinois Public Media Facebook page. For now, we are going to wrap up our coverage, and you can stay tuned. We'll have any updates if we need to be on air. I'm Reginald Hardwick, Illinois Public Media News, now returning to regular programming, the 21st on WILL AM 580, and music on Illinois Classical, FM 90.9, and Illinois Soul, FM 101.1.